Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It is comedian C. Willie Miles. He'll be here in Jamestown on Sunday at 7 p.m., helping to raise funds for the Ave Maria Village. So we're really excited to have him on, and C. Willie, welcome to the show.
Warren, thanks for having me, my friend. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Like I said, we're very excited. We don't, in my view, we don't get a lot of comedians in the area, so I'm pretty excited for this. It should be a fantastic event, but we want to learn more a little bit about C. Willie. Can you tell us a little bit about where you're from, C. Willie, and how you got into the comedy business?
Absolutely. The deal is I was born and raised in Mobile, Alabama. And I went to colleges in central Minnesota, College St. Cloud State University, right in the heart of Minnesota. Didn't know nothing about Minnesota. Went there on a football scholarship. If you come to the show, you'll hear the whole story, man. How they tricked me, literally. I mean, because you don't just wake up in a balmy 80 degrees and say, "Hey, I'm on a shuck all this and move to the Arctic Circle." They tricked me. I graduated high school early in August, and I wound up coming to college. I mean, I graduated high school early in December, and I wound up coming to college in January.
Oh, man.
So you can imagine a kid from Alabama. My two visits to Minnesota was March and July. So that's what started the whole thing. And I grew up in a large family. I have nine older sisters, and like I said, I grew up in the projects down in Mobile, Alabama, went to college in Minnesota. And after college, I played a little football. I had some trials with some teams up in Canada. And I just decided that I wanted to go back to Minnesota and start a career after football as opposed to chasing a football career. So I wind up getting into comedy. And people say, how do you go from doing what you do to going into comedy? And a lot of it had to do with my grades. But at the end of the day... I always say most people had a alcohol level higher than my GPA, but
or somebody could say that maybe you got hit too hard in football practice one day or something.
Exactly, that too. Yeah. You know, that made me so big. But all these stories are coming back to me and stuff. So, but no, it's been a great run. I've been doing this for 20 years.
Very good. Wow.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a long time to be doing it. But a quick Google search of you, and I'm sure a lot of people will do it as well, but a quick Google search of C. Willie Miles will bring up tons of stuff. You've been okay. All over. You've performed with tons of people, a very wide array of people, from Aretha Franklin to Ray Charles, which is amazing. And you're referred to as America's everyday comedian. Do you know how you came, how you arrived at that, or how you were come
yes,
to
I
be
do.
Called
I
that?
I was a young lady, actually, marketing and Minneapolis. I worked in radio for 6 years in Minneapolis. CCO Radio owned or CBS Radio owned our station, and we were a sister station to CCO. But at any rate, the marketing person who was ahead of the radio station that we were working on saw my schedule one day, and it was 1 week. I was on a cruise ship. The next week, I was doing a community center down in Sarasota, Florida. Mm-hmm. The next show I was doing a college. I was in the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. And then I was at a comedy club. And she's like, how do you go from cruise ship to a senior citizen place to a college to a comedy club? She goes, you're kind of like America's everyday comedian. Like, you can perform in front of anybody. And it just stuck. And she gave me that handle, and that was back in probably 1999, 2000, and we've used it ever since. And so, no, I didn't really come up with it. Mm-hmm. It was a phrase that she coined because I had done just within a 10-day period, my audience was everywhere from 18 to 90.
Wow.
So...
Yeah, and like I said, you know, anybody who wants to learn more about you, you have a website, or do you have a website that they can check out?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You want to give that to us
real quick?
America's
Everyday Comedian. Yeah,
okay.
That's AmericasEverydayComedian.com.
There you go, and just like the nickname. So now,
exactly.
I'll remind everybody, talking with C. Willie Miles, comedian, who will be in Jamestown this Sunday for the upcoming Ave Maria Village fundraiser. Now, something about you, C. Willie, that really grabs my attention, and I'm sure it would grab a lot of other people's attention, is you like to keep it clean when you do your stand-up.
Exactly. my show is 100% clean. I don't do any offensive material, which means I don't talk about religion. I don't talk about politics. I don't talk about anything that's going to make you squirm. Okay. I do what's called observational humor, which is, outside of even at the interview, I talked about, you know, some of my influences that I did on for the newspaper interview was Bill Cosby, Jonathan Winters, Red Skelton, Flip Wilson. The type of material that I do, I mean, those kind of guys that, like, I admire the type of work that they did, but the people who they are, because I don't know them, except for Bill Cosby, I did shows with Bill.
Okay.
And but then again, like I said, I don't know him. I just knew him from the stage. So you don't know people personally. So what you do is you admire people for the work that they do, but not for who they are because you just don't know them. But that's the type of show that I want to do, and I admire Bill Cosby because his show, because of the range of people that he performed in front of. You know, I would see his audience because when I opened for him, he would have, you know, three generations of people sitting there, and that's what I want,
right?
You know, and so that's what I've done. I've patterned my career, pretty much comedy career, after those type of people, you know. And I love Red Skelton and Jonathan Winters because they made you laugh without saying a word,
right?
You know, those guys are classic.
Yeah, some of the greats for sure. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now, C. Will, you're going to be in Jamestown. Have you done any research on Jamestown, or is it going to be kind of a you come here, kind of look around, and then get some material from that?
Exactly. You know, because, you know, I mean, when I've driven through, I was just out in Bismarck about a couple of months ago. I did show, you know, like I've flown over Jamestown. I've drone through Jamestown, but never stopped at Jamestown.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
But I did once when I was driving early in my career because I wanted to see the Buffalo. I
mean, oh, yeah.
You know, but nobody told me it was real. I mean, I'll talk about that too. That's a whole story itself.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to ask you. Have you heard anything about the large buffalo? So I'm sure we'll hear some stuff about that. Looking forward to it.
I know anything about the buffalo. I know a lot about Jamestown. I know a lot about Valley City.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been through those areas quite a bit. So I was just in Valley City, I think, not too long ago.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, yeah, very good. Yeah, but see, Willie, we're really excited to have you here in Jamestown. You're going to be here on Sunday, and now you're going to be assisting the fundraising event for Ave Maria Village, right?
Absolutely, and I'm so looking forward to it. Same, I read up on it, and it's a great cause, and hopefully everybody will come out and really spend some money. Let's raise some money for this. It's an awesome opportunity, you know. And like I told my agent, and they know, and I was going to be in Fargo anyway, so. You know, anytime that I can be assistance to people, like today, I'm actually going out doing a fundraiser for Alzheimer's out here in California.
Oh, excellent.
And then I'll be flying out tomorrow heading to North Dakota. But and then when I get to North Dakota, I'm doing also an event there for, you know, Access Red River Valley, which is, you know, they work with the disabled, you know. So I love doing these types of events to help raise money for a really, really good cause. So hopefully people will have a good heart and they'll come out and spend some money and I'll take care of the laughter. You just bring some dough with you.
That's all it takes, yeah.
That's it.
All right. Well, see, Willie, again, you want to give your website one more time if anybody wants to learn a little bit more about you?
Yeah. They can go to americaseverydaycomedian.com or just Google my name, C. Willie Miles, W-I-L-L-I, and then it's M-Y-L-E-S. And then all the pertinent information will just pop right up there on your computer, and you can click on any link you want. And if you want to order CDs from anywhere, you can go ahead and feel free to click on an order or listen, because I don't do any blue humor at all. So
excellent. Very good. And see, Willie, we're looking forward to having you in Jamestown, as I've said, and make sure you bring your coat, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
All right, Warren. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.